And good morning, everyone. With respect to the language on Article 10 and cooperation and assistance that begins Part 3, we are concerned about the ambiguity of the first sentence. There are two ways of interpreting it, and one is we're establishing that mechanism now. The other is that this is aspirational. We're sort of agreeing in principle to do this. And there is language supporting either interpretation. A and B look like they support the view that we're establishing it now. But when you get down to the end of the section, it says, well, the experts group should work out all the details. And I don't think we ever benefit from that kind of confusion. So our interpretation, the view of the United States, and I've consulted with Washington about this, is we think it's important in principle that we establish an Article 10 implementation entity, but we think it's critically important that the experts group decide on the modalities and scope of work and the like. An issue that has come up at a number of meetings is the fact that we have a very broad global health landscape, and many, many types of cooperation and assistance activities are taking place across multiple forums. We do not want duplication, and with scant resources, we want to be sure that the priority items are always addressed. We think something very important that the experts group could do is to determine what is the appropriate role, what niche should the BWC forum have in this broader landscape. I'm not a global health expert. I don't have the answer to that question, and I suspect there are very few global health experts in this room. But the experts need to answer that question, because we would want that group to focus on the appropriate items and not duplicate or conflict or whatever with other roles. We also need to keep in mind that we don't want to have broad language that makes it seem as if an arms control treaty is the epicenter of assistance and cooperation in the world. It's not. WHO and many other entities exist. So let me propose some a different chapeau to begin paragraph one. I know you already have this language. I'll read it for the benefit of others. The conference decides that an Article 10 implementation entity should be established, and decides further to task the group of experts to consider its mandate, including its composition and scope of activities, and provide recommendations in its final report. We would then add a sentence at the end of that: the aim of such an entity is to, colon, and then we would keep A and B, but they'd need to begin with, A would be facilitating international cooperation, and B would begin developing a result-oriented Article 10 action plan. And then all the language thereafter would follow. As a practical matter, we would, I think, need to have a different chapeau for C and D, because I think those are things we want to establish now. And of course, the final paragraph would now be duplicative of what we've said in the first paragraph about the group of experts and their role. If anyone needs further clarity on that, I'm happy to read the sentence again. But I know, Mr. President, that the ISU has a copy, and perhaps they can type it in just so others can see the sentence. But ultimately, we're just trying to be clear that we're in principle recognizing the importance of this, but asking the experts group to work out the details. Mr. Chairman, I thank you very much for giving me the